We kick it off with a guy that I really, really respect and like, and so did Bernard. Man is an Iraq veteran. He actually started the Vets in Congress deal many, many years ago. He's the pride of Poughkeepsie, lives in Fishkill, was a great assemblyman. Now does a terrific podcast here at the station, also plays a very mean third base, and that's my friend Kieran Lawler. Kieran, happy Hump Day Wednesday morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. I'm Irish, so I'm loving the U2 music this morning, Sid.
Oh, I did it just for you, just so you know.
Thank you.
Eric Adams is Irish, too, so it works out well. So here's one thing about you that does annoy me with all the nice things I said. I've become very, very close, Kieran, with, I call you the pride of Poughkeepsie, the pride of Rockland County. And that is one of our four new Republican congressmen, Mike Lawler. And he spells his name L-A-W-L-E-R, Lawler. You spell your name L-A-L-O-R, which is Lawler, but you call yourself Lawler. Why do you do that?
Well, there's two reasons. Number one, my people were so poor in Ireland, we couldn't afford to bring the W over on the boat. So we left it there. And the real reason is my dad was from the Bronx, and may he rest in peace. But if you called my dad on the phone, he'd answer the phone, Dan Lawler, just like that. So our name was Lawler.
Great.
And it still is.
Well, you know what? Both of those are great explanations. I'm glad I asked, and I loved your answer. Let's start with the big topic of discussion, and that is up in your neighborhood there, Kieran, the Tappan Zee Bridge, which has become the Mario Cuomo Bridge. And I think pretty much everybody loved Mario for the most part. But his two sons, Andrew and Chris, are both horrible people. Horrible. And now there is a huge push to get the Cuomo name off the bridge and go back to the Tappan Zee Bridge. A, what are your thoughts on restoring the old name? And B, where are we in that process?
Well, let me go to the first part, that everybody loved Mario Cuomo. The electorate in 1994 didn't love him so much when they elected an unknown George Pataki.
That's true.
And I think that's an important part of
this conversation. And that was our last Republican governor, as well as Lee Zeldin did this time around. But yeah, listen, for the most part, not everybody loved him. Obviously, he was still a Democrat, and the mob didn't love him either. But you would agree, when he died, he did get mutual respect, much more than his sons get at this point.
Oh, I mean, when you compare it to the sons, yes, 100% better. And bad on policy, but a gentleman and somebody that I think genuinely cared about the state. But the problem is that bridge was named in classic Albany fashion. At the end of the session in June, they put together a bill that has all unrelated pieces in it. They actually call it the Big Ugly. It's not even a joke. They just call it the Big Ugly at the end of the session in June. It's summertime. Everybody wants to go home for the summer, and they put all kinds of unrelated things in there. So that's how this passed. It was tucked into one of those big, ugly bills, a big omnibus bill at the end of the session. It wasn't something that was really contemplated on a standalone basis. And Andrew Cuomo made deals to get that passed and get Republican votes, because Republicans still had the Senate by a narrow majority of the time. I think it was a terrible way to do it. I'm not for returning it to the Tappan Zee. The Tappan Zee had its run. The Tappan Indians, they had a nice.
Oh, I think we lost him there. There we go. Go ahead.
Oh, I think we should name it something else. Not go back to the old Tappan Zee name, because they had their time. You know, that bridge has been so important in the last 20 years and that part of the state for military purposes. You have Stewart Air Base there. You have Camp Smith not too far from there. You have West Point not too far from there. And so many who served overseas post 9/11 in Iraq, in Afghanistan, who lost their lives, use that bridge to get to their yeah. training facility, use that bridge to get to their deployments. And I always thought it should be named. I wrote an article about this in the Post years ago. The Joseph Lem, if you remember, Joseph Lem was a New York City cop in the Air Guard out of Stewart, killed in Afghanistan. I thought it should have been the Joseph Lem post 9/11 Memorial Bridge, and bring in and honor all those post 9/11 veterans who served and those who lost their lives. That would be a perfect name. I think we could all agree on that. Way better than Mario Cuomo, and I think better than honoring the Tappan Zee Indians for another 100 years.
How far is that bridge from Stewart? I'll tell you why, because my mom and dad, and my dad passed away, as you know, Kieran, a couple summers ago, but they split their time between Aventura in the winter, like most Jews, and upstate New York, and up by Kanianga / White Lake by Monticello. So when I would come up with my wife, Danielle, and the kids and visit, we would always go to Stewart Airport, which, of course, is in Newburgh. How far is that from the Tappan Zee Bridge? You mentioned Stewart a couple of times.
Sure, it's about 35 minutes.
35 minutes, okay.
35 minutes.
Yeah, and you're right. The Army base is there, and you mentioned these other spots. I would ask you this, though. Just because Andrew turned out to be a murderous, and I mean that, murderous scumbag as governor, and Chris is a complete embarrassment, whether you liked Mario Cuomo's politics or not, is it fair to strip the name of the bridge? It wasn't the Andrew Cuomo Bridge. It's Mario Cuomo. Does Mario not deserve a little respect?
I don't know that. I don't know that any politician really needs his name on anything or her name on anything. You know, politicians spend other people's money and they get credit for spending other people's money. And then at the end of their life or at the end of their time in office, we name stuff after them. I don't think that's a good practice whatsoever.
Well, so do you want Reagan's name removed from an airport or Kennedy's name removed from an airport? If that's the case, that should be the case for everybody.
Well, I don't know if we have to remove the ones that are there, but I don't think it's a great practice going forward. But here's the funny thing about going back to naming it after the Tappan Indians. In New York State, Kathy Hochul came down with a decree recently. If your high school, New York State high school, like the Mayapak Indians, which is a local high school around here, the Ketchum Indians, if you have an Indian name, whether Indians or something related to Indians, you have to remove that name in the next year or you're going to lose all your state funding. So here we are. We have Kathy Hochul said yesterday she's considering going back to the Tappan Zee name, which is named after Indians. But in the meantime, she's going to punish schools, high schools in this state, if they have their mascot named after some kind of an Indian or Indians itself. So it's kind of an irony that they want to change the bridge name back to Indians. But school districts, which are strapped for money, are going to have to spend $1 million to cleanse their sports programs and their uniforms and their football fields of Indian-type names.
That is ridiculous. You know, Kieran, not that far removed, about a week or so ago, Mayor Eric Adams is going to join me this morning coming up at 8:05, was up in Albany and talking about the budget that Kathy Hochul put forward. And anybody with half a brain realizes that she's raping New York City, that she spends way too much money on nonsense and is not addressing the real issues in this city and this state. Oh, I don't know, like bail reform. Let's start right there. In my lifetime, she's right there as one of the worst politicians I've ever seen. And not just one of the worst politicians, but callous and couldn't care less. Your thoughts on the governor, Kathy Hochul?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to believe this, but you could say she's worse in many ways than even Andrew Cuomo was. She's, I think, believe it or not, less competent than him. I mean, her party controls with supermajorities, the Assembly and the State Senate. She couldn't even get her judicial pick through her own Democrat-controlled State Senate. She gave the legislature a huge raise up to $140,000, and she couldn't even get them to, you know, get the votes to pass her judicial nominee this year. So not only is she incompetent, but she's weak and ineffective, and she's a liberal. She's very liberal, but those New York City liberals that control the legislature now in both houses, they are socialists, and they're so far left, and they're controlling the state right now. And whereas Kathy Hochul, at least she's answerable to the whole state. She had to stand for election in the whole state. A couple of these really liberal, socialist, small-time AOC-type senators and assembly members, they're answerable to a little neighborhood in New York City, and they're calling the shots for the whole state, and it's hurting the whole state. And that's why you see this crime problem related to the bail and discovery law that passed a few years ago that they gave some lip service to before Election Day, but nobody's really in Albany right now looking to fix it.
Hey, Kieran, what does 105 look like these days? Again, I know you were born in Poughkeepsie. I think you still live in Fishkill, but what does that area look like these days? I don't mean aesthetically. It's a gorgeous area, green and plush and all that. But in terms of economy and just the crime, those types of issues, how does it look, your district, these days?
Yeah, a lot of people think I was born in Poughkeepsie. Actually, I was born in a manger, but maybe I shouldn't say that on Ash Wednesday. The greater Poughkeepsie area, the city of Poughkeepsie, a lot of crime problems. But you get to the surrounding towns like East Fishkill, where I live, Fishkill, Wabingers. Those are good, solid suburban towns. A lot of people commute to the city. A lot of people work. We have a lot of prisons up here, state prisons up here, a lot of small business owners. So we're doing pretty well in large part because of our proximity to the city. And we have these nice towns and people go back a long way. We still have a lot of tech here. Not as much as we did in the old IBM boom days when everybody here worked for IBM. But I think we're doing pretty well relative to many parts of the state, especially if you go up further north.
One of my great Kieran Lawler memories was a few summers ago when I put together this celebrity softball game for my friend Heshy Jorgenbaum and had a bunch of guys show up that day, guys like Sean Landetta, the former New York football giant, the former Yankee, Jimmy Leyritz, had comedian Jim Brewer, who moved to Naples. He was my shortstop, and there was Kieran Lawler, who actually came in to play third base, and man, did you have a gun. You were one of the best players I had on my team that day, so thank you very much for that.
Well, thank you. I mean, I felt bad when I bumped Jim Leyritz, World Series third baseman, out of third base. But, you know, you got to go with the hot hand. You had to go with the hot hand, Sid, and I understand it.
Yeah, you did do that. So tell us about this podcast you're doing now here at WABC. I have to imagine a can't-miss Kieran Lawler podcast here at WABC.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be huge. And we're going to have Sid Rosenberg-like ratings before you know it. It's called Issues and Interviews. It's called Issues and Interviews with Kieran Michael Lawler. We're going to talk about big national issues, the presidential campaign. Since I know where all the bodies are buried in Albany, we're going to talk a little bit about that. And we're going to interview a newsmaker every week on the podcast.
Talking about the presidential campaign, Kieran, you have a favorite right now. You know, a lot of my friends, they go back and forth between Trump and DeSantis. They respect the Nikki Haley's, the Tim Scott's, the Mike Pompeo's. But as I've been saying for a long time now, we all know it's a two-man race. It's Donnie versus Ronnie. Where does Kieran Lawler stand right now?
Yeah, I think I'd say I'm one of those people that would like to see a fusion ticket, Trump for 4 years and then DeSantis. I listen to you in the morning, Sid. I know you get frustrated with Trump, as do I. I wish he was a little more disciplined. I don't see any reason to criticize DeSantis or even Haley, for that matter. It will help Trump in the long run. It'll help Republicans in the long run if he refrains from doing that. So, you know, I'm for Trump, but every once a week or so, I read something that he tweeted or put on his own social media, and I cringe a little bit. And I want more discipline out of him because I want to bring in voters. And, you know, every presidential election seems like, oh, we have to win this one. We're going to lose this country. 2024, we have to win that one, whether it's Trump or DeSantis or even Nikki Haley.
Yeah, no, you said exactly how I feel. I mean, he's my guy. I vote for Donald Trump.
His tweets.
Yeah, his tweets. I mean, well, now it's his Truth Social. But, you know, I want 12 years. I want 4 more years of Trump to shut up. And then 8 years of DeSantis. I want 12 years of Republican rule and stop this nonsense. One more picture of Biden and Zelensky, I'm going to barf. Anyway, I love you, Kieran. That's a great job this morning. Congratulations on your podcast here at WABC. We are teammates once again, and I couldn't be happier. And of course, as always, thank you for your service.
All right. Thanks for having me, sir. Take care.
You're the man. Kieran Lawler right there, back on WABC.